Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com. Well, I hope you had a good... I was going to say Memorial Day. Isn't that weird? There must be something Freudian in the fact that that's what came to my mind. That's what's called the Freudian slip, where the slip can, doesn't always, mean something. Anyway, I hope you had a good Independence Day weekend. So much is going on. The terrible shooting, was it a suburb of Chicago? What exactly?
Yeah, northern suburb.
Northern suburb of Chicago. A kid, basically a kid, decides to kill people randomly. So my friends, let's analyze this for just a moment. The following reasons are given by different people and different groups. So let's, for these random murders, senseless, as they say. See, politically motivated are not senseless. They're evil, but they're not senseless. But this one is senseless, and a lot of them are. I just like to kill people. It's a puzzle. So let's eliminate factors. The gun factor is obviously not the factor. There have been guns throughout American history. Prior to 1970, far fewer such shootings and far fewer gun laws. So if you want to believe that it's a matter of gun laws, then there is nothing that one can say, because what you have is a belief, not a fact. And I've always said, even with regard to religious beliefs, and I am a religious believer, I never argue belief. There's no point. You didn't come to the belief purely on rational grounds, right? I believe God split the sea when the Israelites fled Egypt. It's not a completely rational idea. I fully acknowledge it. Something transcending the norm took place. So it's pointless to debate me on that belief. What are you going to say? It's not possible? Yes, it's possible if God does it, so it's possible. So, but that's a belief that God did it. So the same holds true, but I'm honest. I acknowledge I have beliefs that are not susceptible to rational dissuasion. But the people who believe guns are the issue, they do not have the self-awareness to understand that it is a belief like mine about God splitting the sea. It's a belief. And you can't argue beliefs, as I say. That belief has not been attained, not gotten to through reason alone, through facts alone, through data alone, and therefore these people are not susceptible to argument. All right. So, what was it, a rifle he used? Are we going to ban rifles? Right? I mean, it's not the usual claim, am I right or wrong, that it's an assault weapon?
We don't know.
We don't know. Well, they did find the gun. What did they say? They haven't identified the gun. All right, the first I heard was rifle. Well, let's say it was...
What kind of rifle?
What kind of rifle? Okay, right. All right. So, given the ubiquity of guns, given the... Wasn't there a shooting in Denmark this past weekend? Some Dane just killed, what, two or three Danes? And it's impossible, virtually impossible, to own a gun in Denmark. So I put aside the guns issue. What else? So is there a racial issue? No racial issue. Is a white killing whites? Is it a political issue? We have no reason to believe whatsoever it was politically motivated. Was he impoverished? No, he was a middle-class family. So what is the reason? It would seem to me, in this case, quite evidently, unless other facts come out, he was a nut, a true bona fide crackpot. There's a Alex Berenson, is that who it is? Yeah, he tweeted out, he retweeted a tweet from someone who claimed to have known him some years ago and played music with him in a band, that he was a loner and what else? What was the word used? And was, lost touch with reality. That was what the claim was. He had lost touch with reality. He was a stoner. In my opinion, either marijuana, or put it this way, marijuana and or psychiatric drugs are far more likely to be involved in this than guns or politics or race, the usual culprits. I'd like to write a piece. This will sound truly arrogant, and I'll live with it. I would like to write a piece on all the issues that I have been right on, where I had a very minority view, from the lockdowns being the greatest mistake made internationally ever. And I made clear I wasn't talking about the greatest evil, the greatest mistake, to my belief that marijuana is despicable. My hatred for marijuana goes back my entire life. I mean, I really hate it. And I remember 30 years ago, maybe more. So I will be on radio next month, August, for 40 years. As long as the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. But it hasn't been a wilderness for me. I've been very fortunate. And I've had more than manna to eat, happily. About 30 years ago, I asked my listeners, one of the occasions where I differed with virtually everybody listening to the show, which didn't bother me for me. It bothered me that many people who listen to my show are religious, many are conservative, and I'm a religious conservative. And it bothered me that they didn't see what I saw. And what I said was, I asked people, would you rather your teenager smoke a cigarette or smoke cigarettes or smoke joints, smoke marijuana? Everybody, I think everybody, maybe not everybody, virtually everybody. Whenever I raised that question, and I did a few times in my career, of course marijuana. I would much prefer my kids smoke marijuana than smoke cigarettes. The god of health, that's what it is, the false god of health. Health über alles. I came up with that phrase decades ago. Health über alles. Health above all. And I used the German because it was Deutschland über alles. In Germany in the 30s and 40s. Germany above all. And now we had health above all. That's why people gave up their rights and shut their churches and synagogues. Health über alles! Gesundheit über alles. I hate marijuana. And I am close to certain it was involved in the massacre in Chicago. We'll be right back. Whether it's the pump or your check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting all of us where it hurts. That's why I recommend that you use Upside. Just to let you know, I have activated my Upside and it works. Tell you exactly where you get your discounts, and you can get, including, for example, which is needed here in California, 20 cents per gallon at gas stations near my home. This thing works. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. Use the promo code Prager. You'll get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business. Pay as usual with a credit or debit card and get paid. I have a good way of putting it. There's no downside to Upside. Download the free Upside app. Use the promo code Prager to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using the promo code Prager. That's at the Upside app.
Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here. 1-8-PRAGER-776. The Berenson, let me get the Berenson thing. It's not a tweet. Berenson has been kicked off Twitter for telling the truth. What was it about? What was he kicked off about? Vaccines?
Yeah.
Naturally. It's so ironic. The people who have health uber alles want no discussions about health to be allowed. So, let's see. Berenson has on his Substack site, or on Substack, "Hi, I knew the rapper," not Berenson, "at One Cow Tools, Robert / Bobby Cremo. We used to make music together around 2015, 2018. He's not Antifa. He's not some MAGA overlord. I know that SH sounds really interesting, but it's not the truth. He was an isolated stoner who completely lost touch with reality." Yes. Then he has a second tweet. "Cremo was known at least locally in what's called the lo-fi rap community." Sean, what's the lo-fi rap community? "And there are enough pictures of him online from the last several years that anyone who cares to look can see the change in him. Not the tattoos, those are obvious. I mean the way his eyes go flat and dead and vacant. THC in high doses is just slow-acting brain poison. Not even particularly slow-acting if the doses are really high. People have known this for centuries. We just had a very sophisticated pressure campaign over the last 30 years that made us forget it. Just slow rap, that's what it is. Slow beat rap, yeah. Whenever there's a break here, Sean's listening to rap. He's sort of addicted. I made all that up. That was just nonsense. I have no idea if he listened, but what I just said was nonsense. The absurd keeps me sane, because we live in the age of absurdity. I wrote a column recently, and I obviously wish you would all read my columns. It's free. It's not a monetary issue. I mean, very little I do is a monetary issue anyway. I wrote 11 absurdities, I think it's 11, that people are articulating these days. It is not coincidental that the most secular historical period in the West is also the age where the most absurdity is believed. Because, as G.K. Chesterton correctly noted about 120 years ago, when people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. That is what we call a truism. Yes, a truism indeed. While this man was killing people, was it on July 4th? It was a July 4th parade, right? the mainstream media were killing July 4th. The hatred of this country, the ignorance of what it stands for among the mainstream media, in the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, a pack of fools write for these papers. Fools. Well-educated morons. Destructive morons. An example is a man named Paul Waldman. Who the hell is he? Is he a commentator? Is he a regular at the Washington Post? This is the title of what the Washington Post printed on July 4th. There is no longer even a pretense of respect or admiration, let alone love, for this country. It is pure, undiluted contempt. And so they use July 4th just as, what was the point? Who did they publish? On Easter and Passover, remember in the New York Times, they published a piece what the Exodus never happened. It was an anti-religious piece. We need to liberate ourselves from the toxic belief that those men, that is the founders, the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, this is what I mean by morons. The intellectual level of every single left-wing writer is so low that they are clearly associated. Now, there are low intellectual writers on the right, too, but every left-wing writer is on a low intellectual level. Not liberal, but the liberals are gone. Here's an example of the dishonesty and the intellectual dishonesty of this guy Waldman. We need to liberate ourselves from the toxic belief that those men were perfect in all things. Have you ever heard someone say that the founders were perfect in all things? This is called the straw man. They're perfect at it. Generalizations without examples and straw men constitute 99% of left-wing writing. Really, we have to liberate ourselves from the belief that the founders were perfect in all things. Wow. Tell you what, they were a lot better than Paul Waldman.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. 6-piece set, 2-bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code Prager. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Prager. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, and I hope you had a good weekend, a good Independence Day weekend. There's no question it was darkened by the horror in Chicago by a lunatic, and I spoke last hour, so in brief, spoke about this last hour, in brief, therefore. Since I don't believe that the usual reasons apply, wasn't political, it wasn't racial, and it wasn't lack of gun laws. Chicago has some of the most strict in the country. no gun law would have prevented him from getting a gun. He had no criminal record. He was how old is he?
22.
So even if you up the age to 21, he would have qualified. So what is it? To say he was nuts, and he obviously is, doesn't answer the question. There are many nuts. Very, very few murder randomly a lot of people. My hunch is that it is related to marijuana. He was a stoner from the reports of some peers. Heavy, heavy stoner. And I don't know if he was on meds as well. And I don't know if that would have contributed. I think it's a subject that needs to be looked into. And I am a believer in psychiatric medication when necessary. So I don't come from any anti-drug position. But if we care about evil, we need to explore everything openly. With the exceptions of those who need it for medical reasons, and some people do, I have an abiding hatred of marijuana. The society went after tobacco instead of alcohol. Tobacco hurts a third of its users, at least cigarette tobacco, let's be precise, not pipes and cigars. A staggering amount of dishonesty from the medical world on that issue. And it hurts people much more. We went after tobacco rather than alcohol. Smoking drivers don't kill thousands. Drunk drivers do. I said that from the very beginning, but health uber alles won out, health above all. And now the country that is legalizing marijuana is now criminalizing nicotine. The FDA, an agency for which I have deep contempt, has now announced that it will ban vaping with nicotine, or with the amount of nicotine that it has, because you can get addicted to nicotine. To which I have asked a question that the well-educated don't ask because they're taught not to ask questions. So what? So what if you're addicted to nicotine? No, nobody's ever answered that question for me. Oh, addictions are bad. Oh, really? That's the depth of your answer? Addictions are bad? There's no doubt in my mind my wife is addicted to reading. I'm probably addicted to reading. I'm probably addicted to music. Whatever produces endorphins and other hormones of pleasure, and one seeks regularly and would wither without it, would qualify as an addiction. So you're addicted to nicotine. What about the people addicted to caffeine? I know Jews who have caffeine suppositories for Yom Kippur, the day of the year that Jews fast all day, from liquid as well as food. And they really have problems with not having food, not having caffeine. Why doesn't the FDA regulate caffeine if it's going to regulate nicotine? We live in a stupid period. Stupid. But let's legalize marijuana. It's nicotine we have to go after. What a sick world we live in. But because it's announced and the media follow in lockstep to anything the government announces, providing the government is run by Democrats, then people believe it. I would love to publicize whatever we find out about this person and his heavy use of marijuana, if true. So there's a band, Green Day. Is that correct, Sean? Green Day? Do you listen to Green Day, Sean? Are you a Green Day fan? All right, fine. Just wanted to know. How about you, Mr. Producer?
I know of the band.
You know of them?
Yes.
You knew of them prior to this story? I'm proud of you. I need you to know that. I could tell you all the keys of Mahler's Nine Symphonies. But I never heard of Green Day. My suspicion is if you know the keys of all of Mahler's Nine Symphonies and all of Beethoven's Nine and all of Brahms' Four and all of Schumann's Four Symphonies, and I think Bruckner's Nine too, you probably never heard of Green Day. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying they usually follow. All right. Have I ever heard of Dookie? You're insulting me. Have I ever heard of Dookie? I had a dog named Dookie. Hey, Dookie. It's good old days with Dookie. Remember Duke Snyder? Green Day star Billy Joe Armstrong from the Daily Mail proclaimed F. And you can fill in the rest of the word. America. He didn't say F. He said the word. The words. And claimed he was renouncing his citizenship in wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn federal abortion protections. Armstrong, 50, made the declaration during a concert in London, telling the audience there's too much effing stupid in the world. The pronouncements of guys in bands are significant. He also told the crowd he was going to move to the UK, a statement that was met with roaring applause. I would have joined it. May I just say, I would have joined the applauders. At a show earlier this month, that is June, he performed in front of a backdrop that read, F. And he spelled the word Ted Cruz. Does our side do that? Did any of our people in public life and entertainment ever have a banner that said F one of the Democratic senators? Why don't we do that? It's an interesting question, right? Why don't conservatives do that? Why do leftists do that? That's a very important question. I will deal with that and finish this story when we come back. You are listening to The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Rising interest rates, stock volatility, out-of-control inflation. People are concerned about what the future holds financially. This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's no better time than the present to move a portion of your IRA into precious metals. Gold and silver IRAs are more popular than ever, and dealers are advertising heavily for your business. You should know there's a right and a wrong way to set up your precious metals IRA. Mistakes could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in IRS fines. Nick Grovich, Rich, man I completely trust, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has agreed to send you a concise report about how to set up your IRA and how to get the best bang for your buck. Nick and his team will be happy to help you set up your precious metals IRA or review your current account. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, for your free IRA report and all your precious metals needs. AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com. Hello, y'all. Dennis Prager here. A giant of our time named Billy Joe Armstrong proclaimed F America and performed the concert with a backdrop that read F, the whole word, Ted Cruz. So why did they do this and we don't? Because nothing is sacred on the left. That is why. It's in one sentence, that is the answer. Nothing is sacred. I have lamented public cursing ever since I began broadcasting 40 years ago. Public cursing is the famous, it is a verbal an analog to the famous doctrine of broken windows. Broken windows and graffiti are not the same as rape and larceny and beatings and murder. Correct? Correct. But if you leave them unchecked, that's what it leads to. That was the theory. James Q. Wilson and his associate, whose name eludes me, and they were professors at Harvard and then UCLA in the case of James Q. Wilson, who was a wonderful human being. I had the honor of dining with on a few occasions. I was honored that he was a regular listener to my show because he was at UCLA teaching. Public cursing is a demonstration of a society going downhill. Nothing is sacred. It doesn't even strike young people as odd to say the F word out loud. I am not one who never uses such words. I rarely, but not never. As I have said so often, if a piano falls on your toe and you go and you say, gosh darn it, you're made of different stuff than I am. Or a joke with the word, or among friends. I'm talking not in private, I'm talking public. By the way, it is another example, this is a sidebar here, another example of the lack of wisdom in our society that people do not distinguish between public and private behavior, including many conservatives and many religious people. After all, God hears you curse if you curse privately, right? Just as much as he hears you if you do it publicly. And so they think, oh, therefore it's the same. But it's not the same. If I use the F word privately with a friend, and I say it on the air right now, the difference is immense. Immense. Anyway, that's what he did, this Billy Joe Armstrong. The musician's political outcry continued at his show in Huddersfield, England. Concertgoers claim he told the crowd, F the Supreme Court of America, before playing American Idiot. Is that an autobiographical piece? Which the band has previously said was written out of anger about not being represented by national leadership. The narcissism is astonishing. He also allegedly called the justices the PR word for penis during his performance of Hitchin' a Ride. And I'm sure the people, just the young people there, loved it. Just lived it. Talking about the F word, the Pima County Democratic Party in Arizona wrote in a now-deleted tweet, F the fourth, and they spelled it out, F the fourth. My friends, in my opinion, the Pima County Democratic Party is one of the most honest Democratic groups in the country. That summarizes the view of the Democratic Party of this country, F the fourth. I just read to you the piece in the Washington Post, which is basically F the founders. F the fourth. That's right. That's really remarkable, isn't it? What we have come to. They did that to promote a July 4th event of the same name, sponsored by the Tucson Women's March. Well, that's fascinating. The Tucson's Women's March had the name F the 4th. Did you see that? It wasn't just the Pima County Democratic Party. The event on behalf of women. You know that more women oppose abortion than men, by the way? That's really something. F the 4th. Let's mourn with the Tucson Women's March. Wow. F the 4th. I feel sorry for every one of these women's children. Sure, a lot of single women are part of this, but sure, there are married women with, or non-married women with children. To grow up in a home that says F the fourth, what does the kid have? A home that says F the fourth doesn't have religion. In 99% of the cases, I am certain. So they have neither God nor country to believe in. What do they have to believe in? Tell me. Activism? Yeah. That was the name of the event. Wow. The left is impressive. But that's what they think about America. F the fourth. Okay. That's important to know. This sickens me, wrote Karen Taylor Robson. Karen Taylor Robson, one of four GOP candidates running for governor. It's the modern Democrat Party in a single tweet. Well said. Correct, Karen. A Democrat trying to become Arizona's Secretary of State, however, also said, what the hell are you thinking at Pima Dems? That's the Pima County Democrats. Asked Adrian Fontes, how does this help us win? That's why they deleted it, because they thought it wouldn't help them win. That's the whole point. Not because they thought it's wrong, but because it wouldn't help them win. This is truly a battle for civilization. The left are the barbarians of the time. Truly, literally, that is what they are. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Let's take a look here. What's our story here? What'd you say? Okay, let's look here. Oh, look at that. Harold in Valdosta, Georgia, likes Green Day and classical music. I didn't say you can't. I just think anybody who knows the keys of all the symphonies that I enumerated is unlikely to be a Green Day fan. I'm not saying Green Day is bad. I can't. How could I say it? I think this man is bad. Every Tuesday, the third hour of the Dennis Prager Show is the Ultimate Issues Hour. Because if you don't have clarity on the ultimate issues, you end up foolish. And foolishness creates more evil than any other single thing. Because nice people who are foolish, and there are hundreds of millions of them, do a lot of damage. Wisdom is the route to goodness. I would have called this the Wisdom Hour, but it would sound pompous. And also, the word wisdom is not appealing. I wonder if at any time in elementary school, high school, or college, the word is actually used. I mean it. I wonder if it is even mentioned once. Like the wisdom of the Greek writers, the Roman writers, the Bible, Shakespeare. It's all about wisdom. Wisdom means understanding life. To go through life based on your feelings and not on attaining wisdom is a very bad road on which to travel. Notice that there was no hanging preposition at the end of that sentence. A very small percentage of you know what I'm talking about, because you went to school and didn't learn it. As I can see when I read so many articles, so often, I mean, with such elementary, you know how often now I hear, so I've went, have you noticed that? Not I've gone, I've went. Pay attention, you'll be shocked. All right, anyway, the Ultimate Issues Hour, my friends, today, in light of the fact that yesterday was July 4th, I decide to choose this topic. What do kids have to believe in? That's the topic. They had God and country in the United States. Sounds, because the left controls the media and controls education, the very terms God and country are risible to the left. A term meaning laughable. The idea that kids should be raised with belief in God and country sounds neo-fascistic. You can even drop the neo to the folks on the left. Raise kids with belief in God and in America? Oh, my God. Or, oh, my college. The idea that one would do that is to raise children with stupidity and even perhaps evil. So, given that God and country have been largely destroyed as central beliefs in the moral Weltanschauung worldview of young people in America, the question is, what do they have to believe in? That's the question of the hour. It's a pretty, forgive me, damn important question. People believe in something. Nobody believes in nothing. Not even New York Times columnists. So the question is, what do they believe in light of the fact that the two central core beliefs in American history have been removed, destroyed, desiccated, decimated, annihilated? Get the point? I know you do. 1-877-877-243-7776. It is almost the form of child abuse what we have deprived children of. One of the reasons for my happiness and stability, emotional stability, has been that I have core beliefs that are healthy in the God of the Bible and in the project of America. I never thought that the founders were perfect. I thought and still think they were gifts to humanity. Even Moses is not depicted as perfect in the Hebrew Bible. No great man is perfect. There's no such thing. I I comment on that because of the article I read to you earlier in the show from the Washington Post, a column of surpassing foolishness, that conservatives believe that the founders were perfect. Nothing like making up beliefs of your opponents. But I do believe that they founded the greatest country that has ever been devised. If freedom and economic advance, conquering poverty, promoting liberty on earth, if those things matter, who has done it like America? Who has preserved free speech until the recent past like America has? The greatest freedom of all, freedom of speech. As for God, well, if you don't believe that a meaningful creator has created the universe, created this world, and knows you, indeed cares about you, which doesn't mean will protect you in this world. It's not the same to know about me and protect me. I don't think I am necessarily protected. But I do believe God knows me. That's a pretty stabilizing belief. So what do kids have today? That's the subject of this Ultimate Issues Hour. Tell me. It would be great if you're not a fan of God and country to tell me what did you raise your kids to believe in to replace God and country? They don't believe in America, and they don't believe in God. And I mean the God of the Bible. I don't mean, you know, just some celestial being. Then what have they been given? I'll tell you what they're given in large chunks today. Believe in race. Ah, that's deep. Believe in the color of your skin. Can't tell you how fulfilling that must be for kids. It is the most meaningless possible thing to believe in, the color of your skin, because it is of no significance. And that is both largely the fact in America, not entirely, but largely. And it is also what we should aspire to, the meaninglessness of race. So what do we give kids if we don't give them God and country? That's my question. If you can't speak for your family because you gave your kids those things, perhaps you know of another family that you might be related to or just friendly with. What did they give to their children in a society that has deprived children of the belief in God or country? It's a big loss. Most people are not even aware of this loss. Hence the topic. 1-8-PRAGER-776, Ultimate Issues Hour. I've been living a lie inside. Dennis Prager here, Ultimate Issues Hour. Hey, Sean, you ought to check this. They didn't have the phone number in this version. Did they drop their phone number? We need to find out. Ultimate Issues Hour, third hour every Tuesday. With God and country no longer operative, certainly not central in kids' lives, what are they raised to believe in? Can you think of a more important question? I admit I say that often on the Ultimate Issues Hour, which is fine. I ask important questions on the Ultimate Issues Hour. That's why it's called Ultimate Issues. But it's an interesting Well, it's more than interesting. It's an incredibly important question. Even Superman is no longer, he no longer promotes truth, justice, and the American way. They dropped American way. It's now the better way. He's not even an American anymore. The richness of my life, having had my religion and God and the identity that those give and the pride of America's achievement on the world stage in promoting liberty and affluence. What do kids have today? They have crap on religion and crap on America. That's what they have. All right, let's take your calls. Los Angeles, Alex, hello.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I think a way to decipher what young people believe is what flag do they revere? And you don't see the American flag, but you do see the Pride Progress flag, which, for those who may not know, is the rainbow flag, as we normally call it, and that adds more and more colors every couple minutes to include a variety of alternative lifestyles, I guess. And I was thinking about this yesterday because you saw throughout the month of June, you had all these companies and organizations with their social media icons with the rainbow flag colors on them, all month long supporting the rainbow. But would they dare put an American flag icon up for the month of July, let alone just the day of the 4th of July?
Amazing, you know, isn't it? Amazing.
Yeah. And further, what I noticed yesterday, when I went to Google yesterday, you know, they have those little illustrations
yes.
to represent holidays and
right.
special days. Well, they had the most shallow art that I'd ever seen on their site, which was, okay, the G was flipping a burger, the O had a sparkler, there was an American flag. It wasn't the founders writing the Declaration of Independence, something meaningful. It was, yeah, we light fireworks and cook burgers. That's all that's about.
I wish I'd have seen that. Wow, you're so right. Very interesting. How old are you?
35.
You married?
No.
How come?
Oh, I've been through a lot of been through some dark places in my life recently. I'm just really really kind of figuring things out again. So hopefully soon I'll find that person.
Good luck. I want you to get married.
Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. How many talk show hosts ask a caller out of nowhere, are you married? this will sound awful, and I don't care. I enjoy myself. Because I don't take me that seriously. I take my values very seriously, but not me. So I sort of, not sort of, I look at me from outside of me. And I just thought, that's not common. But I do want just about everybody to get married. What are we teaching our kids today without God and country any longer? By the way, just it's not fully related, but I did raise the issue of there were no perfect men. And so Bob in Pennsylvania, was Jesus the man not perfect either? I think that the general Christian theology is that he was perfect, but so that's sort of the divine in him. It's an interesting question. I'm going to have to ask my Christian pastor friends, because it's a good question you ask. Was Jesus the man, not obviously in Christian belief, this, you know, part of the Godhead, was he perfect? So at the end, when he said, oh my God, why have you abandoned me? Was that perfect or was that fully human? Because I've been told often he was fully divine and fully human. Anyway, good one. I just can't talk about it now because it's not the subject. So thank you, Bob, in Pennsylvania. 1-8-PRAGER-776. All right. What do the kids have today instead? He's so right. The flag that they have is not the American flag. It's the gay pride flag. That's right. It's such an interesting point. That was a good one. I like that call. Bobby in Anderson, South Carolina. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Prager.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm a believer and have four children, but I have family that are not believers, and I think one of the biggest problems we have that I see even in my own family is we're teaching our children without God and country. We're teaching them self-centeredness, and we're teaching them the world just revolves around you, whatever you
That's
believe.
Excellent. That's superb. You're absolutely right. Because God and country are higher than me. So what's higher than you now other than the government? Small business is the epitome of the American dream. So how do we protect this most valuable asset in a post-lockdown world after so many small businesses were wiped out? Carol Roth has the answer in the newest video from Prager University. See it at PragerU.com, where we teach what should be taught. Too bad, final segment already of the Ultimate Issues Hour, having knocked out God and country as central to the lives of two generations now. What do kids believe in? And now adults. Yes, indeed. Let me summarize your calls. Please do not hang up, please, because if you do, I don't see what you wanted to say. At least I can get your idea out if I can't get to talk to you. Tony in Erie, Pennsylvania. Went awry post-World War II, gave kids everything we didn't have, it backfired. I began speaking at the age of 21. I have a very strange life, I admit it. And I remember talking to audiences and telling them, and these, of course, people nearly all older than me, indeed, perhaps my parents' age. And I said, you know, you gave my generation everything you didn't have. The problem is you didn't give my generation everything you did have. I was thinking God and country. Jessica in Aston, Pennsylvania. This is Pennsylvania Day on the show. Lack of community. And kids can't go outside alone anymore. That's just add that to the list of ways in which the educated have hurt children. Glendale, California, exactly where I'm located, broadcasting. Jason, materialism and instant gratification. Yeah, that's right, but you know what? They don't fulfill the human need for meaning as God and country does. But you are right. Ypsilanti, Michigan. Sam, we've given our children nothing to live for. That's why there's so much suicide. Well, now we give them anti-racism to live for. Hate their country. That'll give you meaning. Bristol, Tennessee. Don, all four kids are conservative. Even the leftist daughter-in-law changed. You got to call me Friday, Don. I got to know how that happened. How'd you go 4-for-4? And how did your leftist daughter-in-law change? And why did your son marry a leftist to begin with? Granbury, Texas, Tim. Brother teaches globalistic equity. The kids rebelled and are conservative. Yes, globalistic equity. God and country. been a good thing in America. Thank you for listening. Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.